Few of us remember much, if anything, about October 16th, 1989. The day after, though, was unforgettable.
Game 3 of the World Series, which is due to begin, the first pitch in about 12 minutes from right now. Let's go back out to Candlestick and News 74 Stan Bunger.
Jan, I don't think that's going to happen. Stunned and frightened, I guess, is the best way to describe the crowd here right now. I suppose there is an aftershock right now. We're feeling an aftershock.
If you were listening to KCBS Radio during the warm-up for the third game of the World Series between the Oakland A's and the San Francisco Giants, that's what you may have heard. The Loma Prieta earthquake caused 63 deaths and $6 billion in property damage when 25 miles of the San Andreas Fault ruptured. During the granddaddy of Bay Area Templars, the 1906 earthquake centered in San Francisco, nearly 300 miles of the fault ruptured. Steve Walter is a member of the U.S. Geological Survey's Earthquake Hazards Team. He says the 1906 earthquake dramatically improved our understanding of what causes the ground to shake.
100 years ago, we didn't know the relationship between earthquakes and faults. So that was a fundamental breakthrough that basically came about as a result of the 1906 earthquake. And we learned a lot about the San Andreas Fault, and that it's the source of a lot of the earthquake activity we have here in California.
In Sonoma County, the San Andreas runs just off the coastline. But that isn't the only fault the county and Santa Rosa in particular has to worry about. Here's Maddie Mukherjee, a structural geologist and assistant professor at Sonoma State University.
I think the main contender in our area is the Rogers Creek Fault. It goes right along Sonoma Mountain. It's right in our backyard.
The Rogers Creek Fault has a recurrence rate of roughly 250 years, and seismologists estimate it had an earthquake roughly 250 years ago. Timing is ripe for another earthquake, and Santa Rosa's geology places it in an especially precarious situation.
So the Rogers Creek Fault kind of goes right into the middle of Santa Rosa. So two other faults come off of that as they kind of step over the Mayacama Fault and the Healdsburg Fault.
This geological stepover can cause faults to pull apart the bedrock, creating a flat basin full of loose, silty, finely grained soils.
The basin is just full of this quaternary alluvium, which is the stuff that shakes a lot. So if you look at the per capita deaths in the 1906 earthquake, they were greater in Santa Rosa than they were in San Francisco, where the epicenter was.
If you want to know what kind of soil your house rests upon, Mukherjee tells people to look at geological maps. If it's on yellow, that's quaternary alluvium, you might want to be concerned. Websites such as the Association of Bay Area Governments also allow users to view maps of their area's risk. Geologists still cannot predict specific earthquakes, though they are working on it. The last 15 years of research has, however, brought them closer to forecasting earthquake probability. Here's Walter with the USGS.
So we can say how big the big earthquake will be, what faults are capable of big earthquakes, but the prediction aspect of saying, you know, this earthquake will happen in the next few days or few weeks, we're just not there yet.
And while that prediction might be nice, it's being prepared that will really keep people safe. That means steps like bolting houses to foundations, securing heavy furniture, and having an earthquake kit and a disaster plan.
It's not the shaking that injures people during an earthquake. It's things falling on them and buildings collapsing. If we can keep our structures relatively secure, we can live with earthquakes forever.
I'm Danielle Venton with KRCB's North Bay Report.